A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Aduluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been looking at the blessings and the benefits of fasting, the second component of a potent prayer life, fasting. And so we have looked at some benefits of this fasting, and I want us to consider another very major benefit of fasting this morning. We have our meditation. We are looking at the book of Matthew, chapter number 17. We're reading from verse number 19 to verse number 21. The Bible says, "Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. How be it, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting." Here we can see these three combinations again: faith, prayer, and fasting. They are a potent combination that produces answer to every prayer or question of life. And so this number seven benefit of fasting is that it makes you master of all kinds. Master of all kinds. Jesus told the disciples, "This kind goeth not out, but by prayer and by fasting." And of course, he had spoken about faith. We should have faith in God. He told the disciples, "You were unable to cast out this demon because of your unbelief." He said, "I say to you verily, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, then you will be able to command mountains to move, and nothing shall be impossible with you." You will be in command if you have faith. Faith puts you in command. Faith puts you in charge. This is what Jesus Christ is saying here. It is faith that puts a man in command. And so faith enables you to command the mountain and ask the mountain to depart from a particular place to another. The Bible says that because of faith, nothing will be impossible with you. Now, faith does not work alone. This faith is an active faith, and then it must be combined with the word of God. It must be combined with prayer. It must be combined with fasting. So verse 21 says, "Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting." So it is prayer and fasting that make you master of all kinds. All kinds of situations are brought underneath you because of prayer and fasting. So fasting makes you master of all kinds. You can only be master of some kind without prayer and without fasting. But if you want to graduate to different levels of manifestations and operations, then your prayers must be combined with fasting and, of course, with faith in order to produce results and in order to graduate to that level of operations and manifestations. This Jesus Christ made clear here. You cannot operate at this level without prayer and fasting. Thank God for your faith, but faith needs addition. There must be things that will be added to your faith, and this is prayer, and this is fasting. Prayer and fasting must be added to your faith if you want to operate at the level of a master, a master of all kinds. It puts you in charge spiritually. Fasting puts you in charge. Fasting puts you in command. And so, dear listener, if you want to be in charge and in command, you want to be a master of different kinds, of all kinds, then prayer and fasting is a must. In verse number 16 of this passage, Matthew chapter 17, verse 16, the father of this child said, "I brought him, my son, to thy disciples, and they could not cure him." They could not. May your life not be reduced to could not. You will not be able to. Your life will be a could not without certain additions, without fasting, without prayers. Could not will be the outcome of a man who cannot pray, who cannot fast. could not. There will be nothing he will be able to do. He will be disabled from doing great things. When it comes to the issue of marriage, his testimony will be could not. To success, could not. To greatness, he could not. That will be the experience of such a man, because could not is the lifestyle of a man who cannot wait on God in prayer and in fasting. So the father of this child said, I brought him to your disciples and they could not cure him. Why? Because they have always eaten 3 times in a day and 7 days in a week, year in, year out. You keep eating like that, and then you want to be master of all kinds. It will be practically impossible to be master of all kinds if you are not a man that has submitted himself to the discipline of prayer and of fasting. What again is the benefit of fasting? Number 8 benefit of fasting is that fasting unleashes divine favor. There was a major problem in Shushan. Haman had got King Ahasuerus to sign a decree to exterminate all the Jews at an appointed time. And Mordecai had cried to the palace and to Queen Esther and requested that Queen Esther appear before the king to make a request for the salvation and the redemption of the Jews, which was unlawful for her, for nobody, no woman, no wife or concubine should appear before the king without invitation. Any such venture would lead in death. And this was what Queen Esther was asked to do. And in chapter number 4 of the book of Esther, verse number 16, Esther said, go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. Esther was willing and ready to take the risk to appear before the king, but not without prayers, not without fasting. Esther said, go and fast for 3 days and 3 nights. I will also fast with my maidens 3 days and 3 nights, and I will therefore appear before the king. If I perish, I perish. Esther prayed and fasted. Mordecai and the Jews prayed and fasted. And what was the outcome of their prayer and their fasting? In chapter 5 of the book of Esther and verse number 3, the Bible says, then said the king unto Esther, what wilt thou, Queen Esther? What is thy request? It shall be even be given unto thee, even to the half of the kingdom. Esther found favor before the king. Esther did what was not lawful, but she found favor. This favor did not just come. Esther found favor because she prayed and fasted. And the Jews also fasted and prayed. Fasting and prayers unleash divine favor. Favor, if you want favor from a man, we make a mistake by appearing before this man soliciting for favor. No, sir, that is a very wrong approach. If you want the favor of any man, go before his maker in prayer and fasting. Seek the face of God in prayer and in fasting before you show up to this man. Always learn to wait on the Lord. Always learn to fast and to pray, to commit the heart of this man or this woman into the hands of God, who alone can turn the heart whithersoever he wills. So don't approach before any man looking for his favor. Don't forget what the angel told Jacob by Brook Jabbok when he wrestled with the angel. The angel said, for as a prince, you have powered with God and with men, and you have prevailed. That is the order. Before you appear before a man, appear before God first. Spend time before God in prayers and in fasting before you make an appearance before a man. And so prayer and fasting unleashes divine favor. If you want to be favored, please wait on God. in prayer and in fasting. And then you will enjoy both the favor of God and the favor of man. May you be favored in life and in destiny. And as you employ these spiritual exercises of fasting and of praying, may you enjoy this benefit, these blessings, and may you see the hand of God in your life and in your situation. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. I say, Father, make me master of all kinds. Let me be above only and not beneath. Make me master of all situations and circumstances in the name of Jesus. I ask, O God, for the grace to be master of all kinds. Make me master. Let situations, let circumstances, let demons submit themselves to me through the greatness of your power that is at work in my life and in my destiny in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I'd like you to ask for the garment of favor. Surround me with your favor, O God. Let me be favored. Let me enjoy the favor of you, the living God, and the favor of men wherever I turn. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Our Father, I ask that you will envelope me with your favor. Let me be divinely favored. Let me enjoy the favor of you, the living God, and the favor of men wherever I turn to. Let me be favored in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to take this confession after me. I am divinely enabled and empowered to subdue situations and circumstances, to bind and cast out devils in the name of Jesus. I operate in divine authority, in divine power. Strangers and demons submit themselves to me. They obey my voice and they submit themselves to me in the name of Jesus. I am put in charge and in command. I have command. I have authority over situations and circumstances, over the powers of the enemies in the name of Jesus. I operate in divine favor. I am clothed with the favor of the Almighty God. Wherever I turn to, I am favored. Because I enjoy the favor of God, men will favor me wherever I turn to. I will not lack favor, and God's name will be honored in my life and in my destiny. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite you, dear listener, to join us this morning for a wonderful service at the Light Cathedral. 8 a.m. we gather to worship the Lord our God. You may wish to join this service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share this link with your contacts. And for your question, your comment, your testimony, or counseling needs, get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very happy Sunday, and the Lord bless you.